Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. That is Monday. No need to cry about it, because we are the Novocaine that is here to numb your pain.
That's right. What up?
Plus, we got Moni Love in the house filling in for Gary with the T.
Moni.
She got a mind right, money right, ready for war.
Ready.
Also, Ciara got some love from Russell Wilson and Future, but the backlash from the internet is definitely going to leave a mark. And Taylor Swift did something really nice, and we're going to tell you about that later in the show.
Her.
But hey, nothing turns a frown upside down like our people from L.A. Big ups to Heidi, Frank, and Sammy. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, Moni, that's a club call.
Man, so listen, man, great news dropped on Mother's Day, which was yesterday from Kevin Hart's camp. Now, everybody knows he's happily married.
Yes.
And he is very excited to be a daddy, and he definitely showed that on social media. He's going to be a daddy, but guess what, y'all?
What?
It's a boy!
Yay! Woo!
That's why he's celebrating.
Now, he has two kids. Does he not have a boy? Will this be his first boy?
He has a boy.
But this will be his first child with his new wife.
We've heard the rumors that, you know, if the lady had a good time, she has a boy.
Yeah, the women make boys from on top.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Yeah. Y'all didn't hear that?
I'm learning some new facts. I've got four kids and none of this I knew.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have any boys, Moni?
Yeah, boys.
One.
You did that, girl.
Now, Kevin was so excited, as he should be. He created a little slideshow to share the news. Now, the main announcement was a picture of Kevin and his wife and Nico with the caption, "Celebrating Mother's Day with my beautiful wife. We're laughing at the fact that this time next year, we will be celebrating her first actual Mother's Day."
Aww, that's so sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
I think he's lying.
All are waiting on them to have this baby.
Yes, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I think he's lying.
Why?
I think it's all the ruse to get more clothes for Kevin.
Yes. Well, staying on the mom train, Mother's Day was yesterday. That's not news. But what is news is a lot of the stars took to all their social media accounts, and different celebrities celebrated Mother's Day in very different ways. So I want to talk about a few of them. And Gisele Bündchen, she posted this picture snuggling in bed with her two kids, and the caption basically said, "Thank you to her angels for choosing her to be their mom." Well, of course they're going to choose a supermodel.
Yeah, you can only imagine how many times you had to shoot that picture to get it right, because kids are so uncooperative.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I really like what Gwyneth got for Mother's Day. Now, look at her post. Her daughter, Apple, put a post-it on a coffee mug that says, "You mean a latte to me, Apple."
I like it.
I think it's cute. She made a little note. But, Apple, come on. Your mom's Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a website called Goop. You got to go above and beyond. You got to go to Color Me Mine.
I mean, I'm sure inside that coffee mug is like the tears of Chilean miners or something. Like, you know, something expensive.
Well, Kate Beckinsale opted to post a picture of her daughter at prom with a pretty funny caption. "You take my breath away. You're funny and clever and gorgeous and just enough crazy to be my favorite person in the world. My fallopian tube is like, bite me. I killed this."
She did. I mean,
that's cute.
I so wish I was the reason that Kate Beckinsale celebrates Mother's Day.
You didn't get in there in time.
Of course you do.
I'm gonna give her so many kids to give her cards and presents.
Well, I know we already talked about Kevin Hart, but he also posted this on Mother's Day, which is probably one of my favorites. It's for all the moms out there. Take a look.
Happy Mother's Day! Yeah, I'm the game, mother!
He's a fool!
Love it.
This is from a guy who forgot it was Mother's Day and he forgot to go out shopping. So he's like, "I got something.
Happy Mother's Day!
As a gift. Katy Perry's in the news. She might be a judge on the reboot of American Idol on ABC.
I like that. I do.
So would Katy Perry be like the mean judge, or is she sweet? What's her personality?
No, she's the crazy one. She's obviously the Paula Abdul.
Now, I did hear, this is sort of late breaking news, but I heard that Chris Daughtry is going to be one of the judges on Idol. You remember Daughtry from American Idol?
Oh, that makes sense. He's successful.
And he, I don't think he won either, did
no,
he?
No, he finished fourth or something.
I mean, hugely successful guy.
Is he going to be the host or a judge?
A judge, yeah. Because Ryan Seacrest is going to host, isn't he?
But that makes sense.
That's rumor, too.
He can give advice to people on how to get through
and not win. Yeah.
No. All right, we're going to say goodbye for now, but we'll be back in the show later.
Bye, Lana.
See you later.
Bye, guys. Now, a lot of celebrity moms was getting love on social media because it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And guess who got in on the action?
Who?
Russell Wilson.
Nice.
He tried to throw some love out there, but the internet intercepted it and dragged him.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's what happened. So, Russell Instagrammed this photo of the couple and wrote, "Nothing better than spending time with you. You are an amazing mom, and I'm so grateful I get to spend the rest of my life with you and raising our kids. I love you. Happy Mother's Day weekend, my love."
Lovely.
Lovely. That's great, right?
Yeah, that was sweet. You know, it's a perfectly fine post until you read the comments and you're like, I didn't think about that. The fact that he said our kids and he's claiming future as his son.
Okay, granted, he's not Russell Wilson's kid,
right.
But like he's acting like a father.
He is. Yes. His stepchild. He is helping raise the child. We get that. But you do have to use certain tact when you're posting things about a sensitive situation.
But would it be messed up if he posted a picture and it said, "Oh, man, I just love our family," and crop futures came
exactly.
out?
Exactly.
That would be a problem
for people.
That would be
a problem for people.
Think, everybody happy.
It's
a celebrity.
No, but him saying raising our children. And all I'm saying is everything is not meant for social media. You already know that Ciara has caught hell. Future has caught hell.
But didn't they squash it? Isn't Russell and Future okay
they,
now?
They have
but the public media like, yeah, have. Ever
which means
since
you
Ciara
can't
dropped
about
the defamation
the
suit. If Russell felt like Future didn't have a problem with it or Ciara, them the only two people that
yeah,
matter.
But if
in
you ain't
situation.
Worried about the public, why post the picture and put this message for the world? Put it on some flowers
put
and send it to Ciara.
And he wanted to.
Yeah, that's
true.
It ain't gotta be for the world. Everything is not for the world.
Oh, my God.
If you own a timeshare, is that really your house?
Oh, good grief.
Just trying to put it in perspective.
Yeah, when you're living in there and cleaning up, damn it, it is.
And guess who else got into the mix?
Who?
Of wishing Ciara happy Mother's Day.
Who?
Future.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
They've been pretty friendly since the defamation suit
good.
Got dropped. Future posted this picture and wrote, "I appreciate you more than you know. Our son is an incredible kid. We made a king. Happy Mother's Day, see?"
Oh, that sounds
nice.
Kind of similar to some of the drunk
nice.
Texts I got from my exes over. Never mind.
Really?
There might be a whole playbook that they read from.
Well, Taylor Swift proves once again that she genuinely loves and appreciates her Swifties. One of her fans, Ashley Silvers, emailed Taylor's site and sent an invitation to her college graduation party. Well, you guys, apparently Taylor couldn't attend, but she did congratulate Ashley with a bouquet of flowers and a very thoughtful note.
Aww, that's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Taylor has the bomb assistant.
No, you're right.
She has the bomb
fan.
She told her.
You don't think she wrote that?
Huh?
You don't think she wrote that?
Huh?
What?
Oh. I'm just saying.
I don't think she would have acted like she drew it if she didn't draw it for real.
Y'all it's so a lot crazy. Of effort.
Well, y'all, here's how excited Ashley was.
She is happy. Oh, and she drew a picture of me.
Yeah, she definitely blew her voice out from probably screaming.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's super sweet, though. Have y'all ever thought to do something like this for some of y'all fans?
You I have, like to show
really?
Up at people's doorsteps.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Oh, my God.
It's so fun. I get the addresses from their fan mail and show up at their doorsteps.
Wow.
Oh, my God. They die.
You used to come with a big check like that. What's that contest? You know, the contest?
Publishing
Clear. Get people a heart attack.
I'm not Ed McMahon. I'm prize enough, boo.
Okay. All right, guys. We need to announce Thursday's winner of our Mama Says contest because we love to give out money here at Dish Nation, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
So the saying was, wait half an hour after you blank before you blank. Okay?
Okay.
I know y'all had some good guesses, but this one was better. Drum roll, please. Travis L. Hatfield.
Hey!
Okay.
Congratulations!
Now, he wrote, wait half an hour after you see Solange.
What? Come on, finish, Corsa.
He wrote, wait half an hour after you see Solange get in an elevator before you use it.
That was
wow. That's a read.
That was smart.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Travis. You've got $500 coming your way. And stay tuned because we're going to announce Friday's winner later on in the show. And coming up, Real Housewives of Atlanta might be over, but the fighting still continues. And you will not believe who was duking it out this time. We'll tell you all the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. You paid your cable bill and we're still here.
Yes. So dumb.
People still get cut off every day, B. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new Miss USA.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
She got crowned last night. She is the Miss District of Columbia, Kara McCullough, who's a scientist who works at the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Well, go District of Columbia.
Yeah. Two times in a row. Two times for the two-peat.
Back to back.
Now, like, Twitter was super-duper pulling for Kara last night. So all of a sudden they weren't.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people really weren't feeling her stance that she had on health care.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I am granted health care. And I see firsthand that for one, to have health care, you need to have jobs. So therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we're given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs to all the American citizens worldwide.
I don't know if I like the way she made me feel.
Why?
I mean, so she's basically saying that you have to have a job. You should have to have a job to have health care.
Yes, that's what she
said. You should not be able to get health care unless you have a job.
That's the one.
I get where she was going. She's basically saying that, you know, health care is something that should be available for everybody because it gives people jobs, like the nurses and stuff, the doctors. Is that what she was saying?
No.
No. She's like,
I'm trying to help her.
I know you are.
The short version, you don't work, you don't live.
That's the one.
Right. You don't work, you don't get health care.
And that's the other one.
And I would imagine, though, if she didn't have this cool, cushy job with the government, getting dope health care,
probably
have a different stance
on that. She would.
Exactly.
She would.
Yeah.
She should at least think of her family members that maybe don't have jobs. She's just being selfish thinking about herself.
They're probably dead already.
All right, up next, y'all. Oh, my God. Peter Thomas and Matt Jordan got in a fight at a Charlotte radio station back in March. And, oh, my God.
I hope Matt Jordan has health care.
He gonna need it. He is gonna need it.
Matt,
we could have squared this away, bro. I'm scheduling.
Yeah, you are. You're my bitch, bitch.
You'll see me.
You'll see my bitch, bitch.
All right, conversation over.
What?
Conversation over.
I'll see you wait.
Matt, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yo.
Stop it!
Oh my God, did y'all see the box cutter?
Yep.
He had it, but he was trying to open it.
Yep.
Well, maybe he was closing it so no one would get hurt.
Right, yes. In Peter's defense, he wanted to make sure it was closed and had the safety on.
We go fight
safe fight. Clean fight.
Talk about the fact that that woman is brave as hell to be in the middle of a grown man fight. What would y'all do if y'all were doing an interview and people started to fight? What would y'all do? Would y'all do what she was doing?
Get
trying to break
it
up?
No.
Are you crazy? So y'all would have...
Don't you want to see what I would do?
Yeah. Act like you got knocked out.
Immediately.
All right, so now before we go to break, we got to announce the winner of Friday's Mama Says contest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just can't stop giving out money.
I know.
We can probably get fired over this. Now, the saying was, if you don't blank, you can't have blank. Now, take a shot at it, Moni. What would you put there?
If you don't have... no common sense, then you can't get no money.
Okay.
That works.
No.
Well, if you don't have a job, you can't get health care.
Oh my God. Here you go.
So we got a ton of entries, and it was hard to decide who the winner was, but the $500 is going to, drum roll, please.
All right.
Mercedes Bolden. I love your name.
Mercedes, what's up?
See, bro, if you don't have good credit, you can't have any of these little white girls you've been staring down.
No.
Say what?
I think Gary wrote that for her. That's why he's not here today. Sending their money together.
Right. They on a shopping spree.
Well, big shout out and congratulations to Mercedes. And listen, man, the contest is over, but we're going to have another one coming your way so you can get more of this Dish Nation money so we can fire more people.
Yeah. All right, coming up after the break, Champagne Poppy, the chaperone, will tell you who Drake took to the prom over the weekend. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, listen, if any of your relatives crashed your prom, it would probably be a pretty terrifying thing, right?
Yeah, especially if I didn't invite them.
But what if that person was Drake? Would that change it?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, well, the Champagne Poppy, a.k.a. the original fandom, took some time out of his busy scheduled tour to take a paternity test so he could chaperone his beautiful cousin and her date at their high school prom in Tennessee.
That's cute.
Isn't that cool?
Taking time for family like that is important.
And here's the cool thing. Not only did he, like, you know, like, make sure they got there, they rented this dope white Rolls Royce for him. Mm-hmm. Also, he purchased the outfits for him. And those jackets is tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough jacket that
dude's
wearing.
I think that the guy had to take one for the team. I think that he probably didn't want to wear a sparkly, you know, jacket like that.
Right.
But the fact that Drake bought it and his girlfriend chose it, he had to take it for the team.
I like the girl. It makes me look like a Negro C-3PO. But that's not like the type of joint that you can go rent from the tuxedo shop.
A 1970s one? Yeah, that's available.
But thinking back, what's like the coolest or nicest thing you've done for a family member since you guys been in the spotlight?
Well, I let my nephew drive my white Rolls Royce. He drove it to his prom. He was pimping.
Oh, that's so fly.
I couldn't go because I was out of town, but I really wanted to go.
Aww.
Yep.
What about you, Brad?
My mom was my chauffeur. And she drove my godmother's champagne Rolls Royce.
Oh,
and
that's fly.
I was dating the principal's son, so we kind of did it up.
So needless to say, right after the prom, she drove your ass straight home.
Of course she did.
Yeah,
we drove him home first.
Yeah. Hotel, motel.
No, nothing.
Pretty much makes sense. Okay, so guys, we have a story that is really going to warm your heart. Look at these adorable pictures that are going viral all over the world right now.
Aww.
Now, the women in these pictures each suffered a loss of their child in their third trimester.
Oh.
And so the babies are the children that they birthed after the loss of their child.
Oh.
And they call these babies the rainbow babies because they are the beauty you get after weathering a storm.
Oh, like the little blessing.
How sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. And the pictures are so cute. And they're all in these different colored outfits. They look like a couch full of Skittles.
They do. One of our Dish Nation family out in Sacramento, Gavin Ferguson and his wife, Stacy, who is the lady in yellow, their baby Phoebe died in 2015.
Oh.
Their rainbow baby is Theo, who is in the picture. He's in yellow.
Got it.
Now, they started a charity called Phoebe's Fund, which is raising money for couples who lose their babies.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Yeah. I think that was really thoughtful.
Yeah.
I think this is really cute. But my mom used to dress me at the age of 13 in really fluffy flower church dresses.
Girl, that was fly back then.
Yeah. Was it?
Yes, girl. Yes.
When I look back, I'm like, I look slow. I'm like 13,
no,
15 years old
in
a 2-year-old's dress. You're not supposed to have the patent leather shoes with the strap when you're like on your period already.
Oh, my word.
Up next, which celebrity likes to garden in the buff?
Say what?
L.A. has the answer, y'all.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, you are not going to want to miss tomorrow's show because we have an exclusive interview with the very gorgeous Jesse Smollett from Empire. But first, we got to talk about Paris Jackson. Now, Paris Jackson loves being nude, and now she's talking about it.
This is news to me. I'm starting to like her more.
She's becoming your new favorite person. She posted this picture on her Instagram, and here's what she said, quote, "Nudity started as a movement for going back to nature, expressing freedom, being healthier, and was even called a philosophy. Being naked is part of what makes us human. For me, it helps me feel more connected to Mama Gaia." Mama Gaia, for those who don't know, is the ancestral mother of all life. I had to look that up because I did not know that. Okay, so she went on to say, quote, "I'm usually naked when I garden. It's actually a beautiful thing, and you don't have to make it sexual way many stars in the media do."
Garden tool.
Yeah, you can see your tulips. No, she's planting tulips, is what I meant.
Those are gladiolas.
Heidi, you have really high walls at your house.
Yeah.
You can walk around your yard or do whatever naked all the time.
I do have a compound,
Heidi used to lay out in the sun naked in her backyard. She thought it was private. And then she got a note in her mailbox from a neighbor.
From an anonymous. The note, the very first line of the letter said, "You need to stop your hedonistic adult activities."
Laying out in the sun, is that an adult activity?
Well,
what were you doing?
Well, we may have, you know.
Let me see your tan lines. I'll tell you what you were doing.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.